last
Hudin the Sugya of Nigam,
which mentioned is Kasher the Rashash. Lamaisa, this is not a Sukkah Ru'i L'Shiva. So Rashash has a Chiddush that it is Ru'i L'Shiva because the Migo takes care of that impediment as well.
Even though some Tanaim say you need a Sukkah that's full, fledged, and fit for 7 days,
so this Migo doesn't only take care of the issue of leniencies in terms of what's necessary for the dimensions of the wall, but it takes care of this impediment as well. Many of the Archon are very bothered with the Rashash's analysis. Why are they bothered with the Rashash's analysis? Because Migo can tell you this is a doifen and that's a doifen. But what? But if Migo is telling you more than that, how do you know you can tell you that even other necessities? Okay, great. Even other necessities. Thank you. Even other necessities that are required, mechuber lekarka, what? Even other necessities, mechuber lekarka, what it's made of, the migo can't help for that, but the migo can help, like abitfanis. Where should I, if I want to look for something that the migo has more capacity, Rabbi Isai, where would I go? Who did I see that the migo had more capacity, just more than just telling me something about a doifen? Like more in the camp of the Rashash. The Migo is saying even other aspects of the Sukkah are now good. The fact that it's missing an element of Ru'i L'Shiva.
Rashi.
No? Well, what, say again? Rashi, no. No.
Rush?
Maybe. The Rush that was saying that this Migo is not only being matted as Doifen, but it's being matted the entire Rishus. So, you see already from the Rush that the Migo is much more expansive. That the Migo is not telling you halacha in a doifen, but halacha in the whole area, and even would be matir on the Ruach Revius. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say like the Rashash, based off of the Rush rise. Why? Because at the end of the day, those are all dimensions in a wall. One might be that it's a third wall plus a fourth wall, but at the end of the day, what are the common denominators between those two things? They're both what? They're both walls. So that's more Migo. That's more shy up to the original sugya. Now you're going to tell me that the Migo even helps for what? For a sugya on that chavzayin? For a sugya of Ru'i L'Shiva? That if it's kosher, it's kosher? That's an extrapolation. All I'm saying is what you see from the Rashash's answer, that the Migo was not limited to Tfanus, right? The Migo was not limited to Tfanus. So that already we saw in the Rush's opinion. Good? Comes along in the Tziv, in his Merem Yisadeh, and he says, maybe the question is not even a good question. Maybe the whole Ru'i L'Shiva is not a problem in this situation. Why would it not be a problem in this situation, Rabbi Isai? Because the physicality and the structure of this Tefach, of this Mavui, of this Tefach and this Mavui that we're now applying to Sukkah, can that Tefach stand for 7 days?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, that Tefach can stand for 7 days. So as long as that Tefach structure can stand and has the capacity and the ability to be lasting, that's not a Chisar in Ru'i L'Shiva. A very simple teretz. Ru'i L'Shiva means it doesn't have the Koyach to stand. It doesn't have the ability to last. This does have the ability to last. You know what your problem is with this tefach? It doesn't have the ability to be relied upon. It doesn't have the ability to be utilized. According to Rashi, who holds the Migo is only for what? Shabbos and not for Chol. Suggest the Netziv, perhaps one could argue that the chisar and the impediment of Ru'i L'Shiva only applies to a physical impediment. Yeah, Israel.
Doesn't Gemara say that if it can't, I mean, it doesn't last, like the Gemara is not for that. Never mind, we can do that.
Yeah.
Does Rashi hold that Sugas Dir Sarai or Dir's Kavah?
Everyone holds. We pass in Allah. Rashi doesn't hold the sheet on that. We pass in Allah. That Dir Sarai, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shabbai Sai, Netziv has a little bit more that he explains. He has to get
through certain Gemaras where he gets into Diras Arai versus Diras Keva, and Gemaras that are mashma that even applies to things outside of the physical entity would be a problem of Ein Arui L'Shiva, and that's where the Nitziv says exactly what you said,
yeah,
that it's only going according to Mandar of Diras Keva, but according to Diras Arai, Arui L'Shiva is only about can this stick last for 7 days. If it could last, the fact that halakhically it's not sufficient, that's not a problem of Arui L'Shiva. Rabbi said we have another problem. We have another problem. Another major, major problem that's going to be much more relevant to many of our sukkahs. What's our another major problem that's going to be relevant to our sukkahs, Rabbi Yosei? It's a sugya on Daf Tes Zayin. Even though, Rabbi Yosei, you don't have gardishes in your backyard, and even though you don't deal with hay on a regular Tuesday during the week, only on Wednesdays you deal with hay, but, right? But, Rabbi Yosei, there is a problem that sugya at Halachulmas. What does the sugya on Daf Tes Zayin talk about, Rabbi Yosei? What's the fundamental sugya? What's the sisod? What's it called? What's the title? What's the chisaron? What's the chisaron of Achleite Begadish? What's the chisaron? Hasa B'loim and Asa. Thank you. Thank you. Look at that guy with his eyes. Hasa B'loim and Asa. Hasa B'loim and Asa. What is Tasa Lom Nasa?
Made.
It's made me'elov, and it's asui, and it's not, it's missing a what? Sukkos what? What does the pasuk say? Sukkos Tasa Lom. You need an asir. Where do I need an asir, Rabbi Yosei? Schach. So comes along the Gemara and says the following scenario where your sukkah is going to be possible. Sophie, you want to demonstrate with your book? Come on. Make a diagram. Let's go. Chaytet
begadish.
A chaytet begadish, right? So you have a mound. You have a mound, right? And what do I do to this mound? What am I doing? Rabbi said this is all filled in. No. 1 second. Before. What happens, Rabbi said? Now I'm going to carve out a sheer sukkah. Kosher apostle. Apostle. Why? What's the psul? Tassav alom and awesome. This gadish, the tzrach that was going to be used to be mesachet, was not placed to become an oil and to create tzeah. Now Malik asked me a very good question, Rabbi Yosei, which is going to be the further sugyos on Chesam and Beis starting next week. What is the kavana that's necessary when I put the tzrach? Malik asked me, do you need lishma? Do you need to say l'shemichu when you put your tzrach down? The answer is, coming attractions, bottom line, it's going to be no. But what do you need? L'shem what? L'shem tzeil. And this was not placed there, L'shem tzeil, even after you carved it out. It's not placed L'shem tzeil. It's only asui L'shem tzeil. It's not tas L'shem tzeil. Everyone with me? When you put schach on top, so you did a mice on the schach to make it tas L'shem tzeil. But this was asui, it's me'elav, it's automatic that it's going to be creating shape. That's missing an asiya L'shem tzeil. However, says the Gemara, a fascinating chiddush. Gemara says, as long as when the gadish was placed there, there is even just a mere tefach that it is shading on top of, going a tefach 1 by 7, then what, Rabbi Yosei? Then it's good. To ask David Sofer and ask the Olam, but that's not a kosher sukkah. Why is that enough of an asiyah, putting the gadish on top of such a cavity? That should be sufficient. You want to know the answer, Rabbi Yosei? We learned it in Tabdal. How much is a shear of an oil for Tum of Atar, Rabbi Yosei? One tefach. So one tefach is already considered being mahel on something. And therefore it's going to have nachminas for kahuna and for an oil, and therefore as long as the schach is being ma'ahil and resting and shading over a technical tent, that is enough of a shear to now be used, and now you can carve the rest out. And you can create mermechitzas to be 10 tefachim high. That is the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin. But if you notice in the Maamar Mekayim, it's supposed to be yes.
We're not talking about oil, we're talking about sukkahs.
That's true, but you.
So why are you?
But I told Malik, you don't need the shame sukkah for when you put this half. You need the shame tzeil. So tzeil is going to be dependent not on a sukkah. Tzel is going to be dependent on a what? On a what?
On an olah.
That's what tzel is dependent on. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you didn't have to have intent to make an olah here. Like if I just dump my wagon and I happen to have like an air pocket like underneath.
As long as you had intention that it should create shade over a cavity, okay, that's sufficient for hilchos sukkah. If you didn't have that intention, or it was automatic that it's going to be like that, that's going to be a problem with tassav lomina asui, and you can't just carve it off and create 10 tefachim that it's going to be a cavity of, because that's missing its original asiyah l'shem tzel. Good? Now, brand new sugya. Not brand new sugya. We're coming back to this sugya. You need this premise. But we need a little more. Do you guys find it a little weird? Yes, over.
What would be a sham I do with this opinion?
This is what you asked me in Seder.
Yeah, I know.
So stop showing off and let's go by.
I'm not showing off. Ask.
Maybe it's a good aura. I don't have an answer. I didn't know. I didn't know then. I don't know now. the mess that I got in afterwards, running around, you know, didn't give me ziyad d'shmaya l'fi beis shammai. Rabbi Yisai, but did anyone find it interesting that I put the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin, and then I had you start the next Mishnah?
Yeah.
That was a little weird, no? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so don't worry about it. I'll speak about it inside. What does the Mishnah say? Sofer, read the Mishnah. What does that mean? Hamishal shel tefanos milamala lamata. Meaning you're rolling your walls on the side of a sukkah, sturdy walls that are rolling down, right, from the top to the bottom. Good?
The case of,
so what does the Gemara say? You have to make sure the Mishnah says what? If it's three tefachim above the ground, so then what? That's possible. You can't have a wall that's three tefachim above the ground. Mechitza tluya is not a good mechitza. Hanging mechitza is no good. It's got to be under three tefachim from the ground. But No. That's a new case. Good. So as long as it's within, in not a space of three tefachim, it's fine. You with me, Malik?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. What does Rashi say? Mishal shel tefanos.
It's called shoshul.
What?
So it's called
shoshul. No, and then keep going. What? Stop. Where are you rolling the mechitza from? Eitzel Aschach. Eitzel Aschach. Comes along the Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Lamed He and says something very important, Rabbi Yisai. If you put your poles up and then put your schach, why not? Schach is the harder part, it always pokes me, let me get it over with. Before the tfanas, you just violated what? Tase, the low, and os.
Put schach for the tfanas.
Says the Ramah b'shem hagos, maimoni, that if your schach comes before the tfanas, that's also a lack of ogel. That's also a violation of the Gemara on Tes Zayin of Choytet Begadish that we just talked about. This is a real problem. But says that goes, Maimonides, I have a much more practical case that you guys all face every Yom Tov of Sukkos. A case where a person decides to put the schach before the tfanas. Guess what? At the time that you put the schach, was it mayel? No, there were no mechitzas. There was nothing there. It's just a suspended lack of ogel. You didn't have a full-fledged oil there, says the Ramah, you don't have the mechitzas here, it's not a sukkah yet, so then what? It's possible. Tasev alomana osri. How does it become a kosher schach? Oh, automatically, once I put the mechitzas there, that's a problem, tasev alomana osri. If you don't fix that before sukkah, somebody say, guess what? Guess what? That's what I would say right now. Comes along the back and says, it's not true. You're Yotze. You can't say that this sukkah is possible. Why? Because I have a raya, the feirish, from somewhere in sukkah. Come on, guys, start thinking. Come on. Where do I have a raya for?
This mishnah.
Who just said that? Schultz, why do you have a raya from this mishnah? Because what are you doing?
What's it called? You're bringing it from
You're rolling walls down from what? From the schach, says the bach, raya brur, no one can say this is a puzzle, and the Ramah's wrong. So says the Taz against the Bach, excellent Shiner. By the way, who was the Taz? With the Bach? Who is the Taz with the Bach?
Son-in-law.
Whenever he quotes the Bach, he quotes what? What does he say? Mem Vav Ches. What's Mem Vav Ches, everybody say? Moiri Chami. My Rebbe, my father-in-law. Okay? You all brought me, you should be able to say my Rebbe, my father-in-law. Okay? My Rebbe, my father-in-law. Okay? Even if it's not in Torah, you should emulate him and you should have a good relationship. You should be Moiri to you other ways of his nagus for life and Mahalach HaChayim. So Rabbi Yisai says that had they get married, an unbelievable story. You really think that that's what I was saying?
Resonance.
Listen to this. So the Bach was giving shir, and he forgot a pasuk that he was referring to where it's from. And his daughter was a bakim sukkim, and he said, "Nu, I forgot her name." He said, "Nu, what's the pasuk?" And she told him. Everyone was so much spall. She's like, she's incredible. In the middle of the shir. She shines like the Levana. She just shines like the Levana. As Taz said, Rebbe, maybe it's time to do the Kaddish Levana.
What?
Rabbi Sai. Says the Taz against his father-in-law, the Bach. It's Ems. You're going to argue with the stories also? Come on. Says the Taz against the Bach. I heard this from a credible source. Says the Taz against the Bach. Who claims he knows the Bach. But says the Taz against the Bach. There's no riot from this Mishnah. Why is there no riot from this Mishnah, really? The Gemara was talking about rolling it from the area of where you usually put the Schach. The Mokom HaSchach, you're being Mishal so the Tzvanus. But it's not saying that the schach was placed there beforehand, and you have no raya from the Mishnah, and the Ramah can still live and can still breathe a breath of fresh air. The Ramah is a little bit of a chiddush, they say, because technically there is schach there. Technically there is an oil there. You just don't have a shem sukkah yet. So one would have thought that really, that shouldn't be a tasav alamana asay as long as the schach is actually suspending. But the Ramah says no. If the mechitzis come after the schach, then that's going to be a problem. Yeah.
So why don't you just build...
Wait, so shear didn't even start yet.
Mm-hmm. Why won't you just, if you have the schach before... Can't you just put the walls up and then lift the schach up?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not telling you you're stuck. You just have to remember to do this before Yontif. You have to lift up the schach. As long as you lift up all the areas of the schach, even a tefach, even a tefach, Rabbi Yashin says that's fine. You just have to lift all the areas. You can't just lift one area. You have to lift it up. Good. Very simple solution. No, you can do one after the other. Good. Rabbi Yisai, why am I talking about this? Why am I skipping to Daf Zayin? In addition to the fact that I just want to cover all the major sugyas in the first paragraph. But that's not really why I'm doing it. I want you guys to figure out why this connects to Megillah. The last Megillah we just spoke.
Building a mobile is...
Huh? Why?
The walls only kick in.
Because you put the...
Thank you, Weschler! Thank you, Weschler! Comes along the Amud Eor... And the Amud Eor has a bomb kash, I have a riot to the Bach that such a sukkah is kosher. Schach without mechitzis. Why? Because when I made this sukkah, the sukkah of Abi Mavoy, guess what? It was on Monday. And was it a kosher sukkah according to Rashi? Was it a kosher sukkah according to Rashi? No. And yet what? Comes Shabbos, the Gemara says, Migu d'abedoyfelin in Shabbos, d'abedoyfelin in sukkah. Or the Rashi. A Raya Brura that it can't be puzzle if the walls come after the schach. Now, who's laughing at this Raya? Who says that the Kasha doesn't even exist? No. Who's laughing at the Kasha? Who thinks the Kasha doesn't even start?
The Riff.
The Rif would say there was never a time that this sukkah was pasul. This sukkah, this migo, applies to the entire week. Rabbi say again, just like the Gveiger and Afkamina yesterday would be a machlokes din Rashi in the Rif. This also, this raya would be a machlokes din Rashi in the Rif for Rabbi say. Lamaisa, it's a good raya.
Eric, can you repeat the midday order
again? Says Rashi that the migo only applies to Shabbos. Okay, I built the sukkah erev yom, not building a sukkah in yom, right? And what? I only put a tef up there. So when is the sukkah kosher?
Shabbos.
Yeah. So now, the schach came before the wall.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because the walls were never halachic.
What's the schach halachic?
When I put the schach on, there were no halachic walls.
Yeah,
that should be a problem. Possible
halachic. Why? No, they were halachic, just not that second.
It's not Shabbos yet.
Yeah, but they're going to be halachic.
So it's a garnish.
So they're going to be halachic.
They're two walls. What?
And
that's what I'm asking. So it should be possible. Says down with the earth, arise in the bach, then it's kosher. Otherwise, you don't have the Gemara Migo. You don't have walls. It's not. You can't sit in the sukkah.
There's still walls.
What does that mean?
There's walls.
So what Ezra's saying is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. This is not a good raya.
This is not a raya to the bach. Even if I would hold like Rashi, I could still get around this Gemara and say that this is not a case of Tassav Lo Nahar. You know why? Because when I made this structure, I made halachic walls that might not be utilized right now, but there will be a time that these halachic walls will be walls, and then I put the schach on top of it. Who says that it means that it has to be kosher right away? It means when these walls will be utilized and will be halachic and will be accepted, now the schach that was put after that, that's accepted la'alocha. So it could be that the whole raya is not a raya. Because lamaisa, there is a situation, and hazman magia, the zman will come, the Shabbos comes, that these walls will be walls, and then the schach came after the walls. So there's no raya from our sugya. What the Amudei Or thought was a raya brura, for the Bach, which by the way, Rav Osai, Mishnah Brura says, you should be machmir against the Bach, and you should hold that this sukkah is potentially possible, and do exactly what Jojo said, make sure to fix such a sukkah if it was created like this. Although the Bach would say it's fine to be it. Maisa Shahaya, this year, Kachaya. One of my Balabatim came up to me, and he said he was driving by the conservative shul in Pharaoh. And he saw them building their sukkah. And he said to them, he said to me, you know, they got it wrong. What did the Rabbi say?
So
put the snot on before the wall. He says, what do I do? So I said, this is like maybe their only time they're going to even get the mitzvah. Like, and if anything, like this one they can get. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just sad. Like, according to the Agos Maimon, it's not going to be good. So I told him, I said, go there, walk in the parking lot, poking around, and just, you know, oh, beautiful sukkah, very nice. Look at the decorations, the finish.
Woo!
You know? Woo! just lift up the chainsail and comes out. So I said, and I made a whole big deal about the Shemini Atzeres, because all the guys by me, they're all young Torah, so they all come back. The first day is a little quiet, the second day is where everyone comes back. And I gave a shiur about it, and I gave him a lot of schuyos that he was really exactly Robin. And the Zach of people that otherwise wouldn't necessarily had, according to the Sagos Maimony, and according to the Shabbat. Yeah. And he fixed the sukkah, they don't know.
Just one being, you just to get off one
being. As long as it goes up, the stock should go up.
The whole stock?
No, whatever goes up, with that fast, so then that. It's going to be in just a few places because they're all mats, so they're all going to go up together. They're all connected. Fine.
What are your last letters?
Then I realized.
You have to do it.
Then I realized. No, the opposite. This is not only a problem for them. This is a problem for every canvas sukkah.
Why?
Because everyone who builds a canvas sukkah and puts the luggage straps because they're trying to be machmir and not rely on the walls and the canvas sukkah afterwards. So be'etzim, I realize, so they're going to have a problem according to this Ramah. So really, they're putting stock, and according to their sheetis, again, according to the Chazon Ish, there's nothing to talk about, the kosher wool. If you put the straps afterwards, if you put the straps after, you're right. You didn't put the straps first. If you put the straps first, then I'm not talking about. Most people put the straps after, but the last final touch. So if you put the straps after, if you pat the straps afterwards, so that's the problem. You're back to square one, a passive lumen and
honestly. Can we go back?
What? What?
Yeah, that's my circle.
I thought it's kosher.
What?
Yeah. I thought it's kosher, please. So hear me out. I wanted to suggest as well. What did Gemara say? Gemara says you don't need a full-fledged sukkah, full-fledged 10 fucking walls that the schach is being mahil, it's resting upon in order for it to be kosher. You need just a tefach of a wall. If you look carefully at these structures for both sides, the whole wall is not blowing in. The top of the wall is closer to the top. Are actually staying stationary.
Usually the middle. That's the
whatever it is.
Some people say that doesn't matter where it is.
So,
this is a tourist pesa, no?
So do I at least have mechitzas of a shear of tefach by Zayin?
Yeah.
Even on the canvas, Shabbat. I just don't want to rely on the canvas because the entire canvas blows out. So for purposes, since we learned the sugya of Tezayin and Alvar said, for purposes of Tassav Lomana Osik, was an Asiel Hashem Tzel, was there enough of a Mechitza to now be considered enough for Tassav Lomana Osik, L'chayra, even if you're Machmir for the canvas, L'chayra, it won't be Tassav Lomana Osik, just like over here, as long as you had a Tefach of Mechitzas that you were being mal upon, that would be sufficient. So the canvas sukkahs also, even though they're not, if you want to be machmir, that they themselves blow in the wind at the bottom, but there's enough of a mechitza, perhaps, to say that now it's going to be a tefach of being mal to get rid of the problem of tasav alomana osay, and the rest of the mechitza could exist afterwards in terms of that. So, yeah, I need my lovage straps for the entire wall. But did I have something in order to get around the issue of tasav alomana osay? One could perhaps say, even according to the machmirim, that I'm putting the lovage straps on for to take care of their opinion, but I already had enough of an oel, I had enough of a mechitza to take care of the Ramaz Chumra, the Hagos Maimini, that schach, before the mechitzas is going to be a problem of tassav alomana osay. Ezra.
It doesn't matter where you have this kind of stuff. If any part of the wall is moving, I think for a ravadi, it wouldn't matter where.
Right, but as long as I have a mechitza of a tefach that's not moving.
You wouldn't consider that mechitza anyway, as long as that part's moving.
You're, it's not a kosher mechitza, but do I have a shei mechitza? Just like over here, I don't have a mechitza. I have a tefach. Right? It's not a mechitza.
Right, yeah.
Yud Fachim is only a mechitza. So as long as I have a tefach, I'm arguing that maybe it would be tantamount to that. Yeah.
On the Gemara before, when we're talking about the
Mishalshel? Yeah. Mishalshel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we say...
Rolling down the walls, yeah.
So isn't that tarp?
Not necessarily. You're saying, why isn't that a riot to canvas?
Yeah, why isn't that a riot?
So,
yeah.
So l'chayra... It could be metal. I'm saying you could have those garage things that, like, you know, like how they lock up their stores. You could have shul of like metal things. I don't think it's a riot. I never said that it was a weak, because if it's not omid baruch mitzui, it's going to be, yeah.
Are we talking within the realms of lechachila or bidyagin?
In terms of the schach first.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah, in general.
So the Rama holds to put the schach first is pasul bidyagin. The Bach holds that it's kosher b'dievet. It's only shouldn't be done l'chachil. Yeah. And the Mishabura is machmer.
What is the Taz say?
Taz says that it's possible b'dievet. Against the Bach. Yeah.
Rishon Zalman said that like the walls, to clarify, he said that the walls work, they're like considered walls because they will be good at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
So then if Roy the Kol Shiva is a condition...
No, he's not answering Roy the Kol Shiva. He's answering...
I know what I'm saying. If Roy the Kol Shiva is a condition of making your sukkah, so then how could he consider those walls anything?
No. This would not. It would not. No, I don't think he's relying on that for Roy the Kol Shiva. Roy the Kol Shiva, you need to answer for another.
No, I'm saying, how could you consider it a wall? How could you consider it
a wall for Shabbos?
No, but it doesn't. It shouldn't. Like it shouldn't.
We don't
matter.
Pass in Raya Lakoshah.
No, I'm saying it should be as if what's it called? As if you're putting the sun on nothing. It shouldn't be.
No, but we don't pass in Raya Lakoshah. It's only. That's what I was saying. It's only according to the halacha that we don't pass in Raya Lakoshah. Yeah. You're right. If it's nothing, it's nothing.
If the poles are up within Lavud, where Lavud is allowed, and you put up the stock, is that considered like the walls are up?
If you have poles of Lavud?
Yeah, the poles within.
I've never seen a sukkah like that, but if a person would have poles of Lavud, and within every three tefachim have another pole,
yeah, just like,
that
yeah,
would be
a
wall.
Deck,
sure.
No, like, let's say you have like one.
If you have a deck.
That's what I was talking about. Where Rabbi said, we spoke about this. Where do we speak about this?
So,
the Merpeset.
Yeah,
you know, like,
then you only have a problem between who? Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham says you need four walls. And if you only have three walls, what do you need? Shasi ve'erib. And
then
Shekhar Alevi says that the thing on top, you can be besomech on the prima godma against the Chazon Ish, that the thing on top is good.
Talking about the sukkahs that you make out of those, like, you make out of those poles.
Canvas.
Is that's canvas?
Yeah. Yeah. Those poles are not loaded. That's not.
They're very far away.
That's
it.
You can't put that up.
Without bar?
That's what, if a person would come up to me and say, I forgot to put on my canvas. I just put up the poles and I put schach on top of it. So I said, you have schach without a sukkah. That's not a wall, that's nothing. What? Oh, you have a tzur. Oh, so Livy wants to say you have a tzur
zapesa. Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say about
according
the whole
to the thing. According to the Mordechai, you have a tzur zapesa. We don't pass in the Shulchan Aruch. You want to know, when you come up to Shemayim, you have the Mordechai and the Rush.
Rebbe, that's what
like
I thought you were going to say about not what the Lubavitch strap. You already have a tourist of Pesach.
What about
not
the
that.
Says
not
that.
But the problem with that is that we don't pass Malach like that. But according to the Mordechai, that's a nice chop. You should sit there according to the Mordechai.
That
worked
for Shabbos?
Rebbe, what about the Chazon
Ish?
I'm saying if you just have the skeleton and you have the schach on top, would that work for Shabbos?
Again, it's not so simple that you're going to have the Mordechai. Why is it not so simple you're going to have the Mordechai?
The Chazon Ish says no metal whatsoever.
No, that's you know what he's talking about, everybody. So which sugya is he talking about?
Maimon.
You want to take care of him after share?
Yeah. Maimon, the Maimon.
Exactly. Yeah, this was first semester we dealt with that. Hashem, I just covered all the halachos. So Rabbi said, what's going to be the problem with the Mordechai sheet? The Rabbi said, very practical issue. No, that's true. That's a very important problem. But I'm saying, even according to the Mordechai, Rabbi said, I don't think you're going to, a lot of times, you're not going to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Why? Rabbi said, when you check for Erev, and what did I tell Finkelstein, right? You have to look for what? Why is it so difficult to have an Erev? It's got to be Al-Gabov.
Right on top.
The pole's got to be on top, but here, it's going through. It's not going to be the Tzuris HaPesach, it's going to be Pesach.
No, but in the different gym, they're talking about the air with the palpable pole, if there's like a hole in the thing, and the wire goes through
it's
the top.
Tachl, it's Tachl.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
From Simon. They're doing good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Double agent.
Ezra wants to say that maybe you can revive the Mordechai. I can't believe we're talking about this. Maybe we can revive the Mordechai because there is a kula that many rely on, or a shepherd relies on it, that if a lot of the telephone poles, sometimes you have the wire that goes on top, sometimes you have a wire that goes in through, and you see it's called a bolt through. A bolt through, that's the jargon for it. So that makes it al-gabov of this.
But the sukkah doesn't go all the way through.
So then it doesn't go all the way through.
Yeah.
It has to come out on the other side.
It doesn't matter. Some of them
no, it doesn't.
You know, this way,
it depends. It depends.
Snapping the poles.
It depends. In the old style canvas that I grew up with,
yeah.
You have those like two little screws that you wrench in. So sometimes the pole could not go totally onto the pole underneath. So it could be depends. So it's not so simple. But potentially you could have tachov according to. Actually, I don't know if that would even be tachov. If it's mamish sitting on top, then it's really al gabov. That wouldn't even be tachov.
And sometimes you have to, I think it's the old one, like you like put it through like this and it's like attach them. And, like, you pull
yeah,
it
so I'm saying, on those that it really is going in that metal tube that it's like resting
on.
Does
the whole metal tube come on this side? Or
no, so I'm saying, as long as it's sitting technically on top of this pole, which a lot of times it will be, so it's not going to even be tachlut. That's going to be mamish al gabov.
But
if it falls short, if it like stops over here within that metal tube that's angled and it goes over here, so then, and it looks something like this, that's not good. That's not a true
sign.
No, because lava doesn't make it out of it. It can't move it. Lava just makes an open space closed. It doesn't move it on top of something else.
I mean, it's interconnected, though. It's
So what?
That's the object.
It's not. If you push, if you try pushing,
you can't almost.
It'll all be pushed together. It's not. It's not that it's laying on top of it. It's,
it has to work with the holotic principles.
So what you're talking about is like those metal bars that you would like put in.
Yeah, exactly. So it has to be sitting on top of it in order to be a Tzuras Avesa. Perabosai. Again, anyone who is drifting off and not knowing, this is not a Libra de Hilchasa, because we don't paskin like the Mordechai. So that was like a whole conversation. According to the Mordechai, if we would paskin like the Tzuras Avesa, would be good, which is not a Libra de Hilchasa, but that's in terms of Tassavom and Asay, the last stage of Migo Rabosai. We start a brand new sugya, brand new limud, and Mirtz Hashem stop on Monday. Take off the recorder, Ezra. Sit down, Rabbi Say. I got to talk to you.
I got to ask a favor.